Flexibility is great. That's why there's yoga. Flexibility for your insurance coverage is great too. That's why there's United Healthcare Insurance Plans. Underwritten by Golden Rule Insurance Company, United Healthcare Insurance Plans offer flexible, budget-friendly coverage for medical, vision, dental, and more. One of these plans may be right for you if you're, say, between jobs, coming off your parents' plan, turning a side hustle into a full hustle, or even missed open enrollment. Want more flexibility? Find out more about United Healthcare Insurance Plans at uh1.com.
Ryan Reynolds here from Mint Mobile. With the price of just about everything going up during inflation, we thought we'd bring our prices down. So to help us, we brought in a reverse auctioneer, which is apparently a thing.
Mint Mobile Unlimited Premium Wireless. How to get 30, 30, how to get 30, how to get 20, 20, 20, how to get 20, 20, how to get 15, 15, 15, 15, just $15 a month? Sold!
Give it a try at mintmobile.com/switch.
$45 up front for 3 months plus taxes and fees. Promo rate for new customers for limited time. Unlimited more than 40 gigabytes per month. Slows full terms at mintmobile.com.
The late night lip service for lovers, loners, and lounge lizards.
Where exactly is your accent from?
The late night alternative with Ian Lee.
Oh, I've forgotten your name already, excuse me.
On Talk Radio.
Mike Nesmith of the Monkees, Imagine. Seriously, those first three solo albums, Magnetic South, Loose Salute, and I'm going to say Nevada Fighter, probably because that's what it's called. Go and get them, man. They're pennies. I'm going to buy it for you, Catherine. I'm going to, during the next ad break, I'm buying you those.
Wow.
I'm buying you those. And there's at my record label, we got a Michael Nesmith live album coming out where he plays all of those songs. And at the age of 75, yeah, he sounds a little bit thinner in throat, but man alive, he can still do. He invented country rock. Good evening, dear listener. It was lovely to have James Whale back, but it's time for a proper show now. I'm Ian Lee. Catherine Boyle is there.
Hello.
There we go. The way this works, you've got to talk into the microphone.
I am.
No, you're not. No, now you are. Kiss it.
Oh, I'm
nearly
kissing it.
Oh, do you know what happened just then? I nearly followed through. Seriously, I'm right. I believe that the Latin term for where I am is touching cloth, and I had to pull off the motorway because I thought I'd followed through. Seriously, I have not been very well today.
Why is this the first I hear of this? Why didn't you tell me off air? We could maybe handle it subtly.
But then, I was trying to handle something subtly then, and I almost let rip. Here's what's happened, guys. So I've been losing weight, and I've been really, really well. And then this weekend, I've just been off the wagon, and I've been in the chip shop basically all weekend. Chips, chocolates. I've eaten terribly, right? That's okay. That's fair enough. I'm very, very stressed. I didn't buy cocaine. Or drink a bottle of beer, so that's something. So okay, fine. I've not eaten healthy. That's okay. I can live with that. And you know, you can't live with it for too long. Obviously, you'll have a coronary and die. But okay, I've had a weekend off and today's off, so I'll start again. I will start again tomorrow. But last night couldn't sleep. 1:30 was awake. 2:30 was awake. Why not just say what time you think you fell asleep? About 3:00, and I was forced to listen to BBC London. Man, that was dull. Someone phoned up BBC London. Here's the thing, right? The most boring caller in all of phone-in radio history, right? If you ever hear these words, Nigel from Temple Fortune.
Oh, man. Wow, that guy.
Then just you know, find the razor blades and slit your wrists or slit your ears off. Now, it's probably not the done thing to slag off callers and other radio stations. But so he phones up, right?
Is he the one that does monologues?
No,
who's
he's
that
not.
Guy?
Oh, I don't know who that is. But yeah, so he phoned up. Said, well, the thing about the royal wedding is that it's really put Windsor on the map. They'll be getting tourists there for years to come. I'm thinking, mate. I don't really live in Windsor now, but I've lived in Windsor, right? Windsor has always been on the map. It's always got tourists there. You go there any day of the week. It's got tourists there. Why? I tell you why. Because it's where the Queen actually lives. She don't live in Buckingham Palace. She lives in Windsor Castle, right? And they have a big flag up so you know when she's in. What flag do they fly? I've told you this.
Standard.
The Royal Standard. And it's It's about an hour away from London on the train. Even less than that if you go via Slough. It's about half an hour if you go via Slough. Well, they've really put Windsor on the map. You watch, they'll be benefiting from tourism for years to... What are you talking about? You absolute plank. You stupid man. So anyway, I couldn't get to sleep. It was about 2:30,
right?
I gave up, and I'd ordered pizza and everything. I gave up, and I did something very, very foolish, guys. Don't do this at home. I still had loads of my mirtazapine, anti-anxiety, antidepressant drugs. Because I've been off it for about 4 weeks, I think, tomorrow. 3 weeks, 4 weeks, whatever. And I thought, well, I'll take one, and that'll knock me out. You know, that'll get me a few hours sleep. That'll get me through till about 9 o'clock in the morning. So I took one, and suddenly, the next thing I know, it's 12:30 in the day. And I've been slightly distant all day, slightly disconnected, very woozy. I've had an upset stomach. I have been in the foulest of moods today. Like, I was a little bit grumpy yesterday, actually, before I took the tabs. Remember I said I was with the kids and I had to leave because I was getting very irritable. Mm-hmm. Found myself getting very irritable. With them. Their behaviour was making me irritable. I didn't take it out on them because I could feel it rising. And I thought, just hold it in. And then I left a little bit earlier than perhaps I would have liked to. And today I've just been in the foulest mood. We've just been watching a programme about trains on Channel 5. Literally 3 minutes into it, I said, I hate every C on this programme. And then there's a guy, and I just went, look at that. Look at him and his... I won't say it. Let me write down... Let me write my post-its first. I've got my post-its. So first post-it is, don't swear. OK, before I put that up, I said, look at that milk tooth prick. Now put it there, don't swear. Because he had milk teeth. Adults with milk teeth. 0344 499 1000. So I've been in a terrible mood, but also I've had quite an upset stomach. And say on the motorway on the way up, I really thought I'd followed through. I hadn't. Don't worry, guys. We're gonna head up above the belt line in a minute. I promise. I went to a service station, and boy, did I breathe a sigh of relief. But that just happened here in the studio. But I'm fine. But it just means we're on the edge of our seats, literally. 0344 499 1000. Well, that should have scared off the casual listener just flicking through the dial. Let's see who's left. Ah, it's someone who was never going to phone me before. But which guy that was never going to phone me again before? Hang on. Let me try that again in English. Ah, it's someone who said they were never going to phone me again. But which guy who said they were never going to phone me again? Find out after this.
Late night conversation, wealth, losing sleep over.
The Late Night Alternative with Ian Lee on Talk Radio.
We have ways of making you talk.
Fair play. Fair play. And he'll be the second call we go to, right? Tonight's show could be a little bit sparkier than we were expecting, right? Catherine and I were just dissing another caller to several other radio stations. Fair play. Nigel from Temple Fortune has just called up. Well, fair play. You got to respect that. You have to respect that. We'll go to him in a second. But I did tease you before the break saying a caller that had promised never to ring me again several times has rung me again. But which one was it? Well, if you said Mo, you'd be wrong. It's Wasim. Good evening, Wasim. Right. If Wasim, he's not going to talk to me. He's just going to play music. So that doesn't work. Wasim, you can talk to me, mate. I'm not letting you just play music on the air because, if anything, that's a little bit weird and a little bit creepy. And he's put the phone down.
Right. Of course he has.
Of course he has. Hang on a second. Let's call him back. Let's call him back.
I mean, apart from anything else, you can't ever hear what he's playing.
No, you can't hear it. Yeah, we're not letting you do that, I'm afraid. We took you off air so you couldn't be heard. So what can we do for you, Wasim? Wasim?
Yeah, sorry.
Yeah, you said you were never going to phone me again, so what's going on, brother?
Ian, you called me a prick last week.
Yeah, you are. What you just did in that phone call was a prickish thing.
No, it's funny, actually.
No, well, we didn't hear it. First of all, we can never hear the music you play. Secondly, we didn't let it go to air. So it was just a weird, slightly stalkerish thing to do.
It was worth a try, wasn't it?
No, not really, Wasim.
I thought it was funny, to be fair.
You haven't got a sense of humour.
And you have, haven't you?
Yes, I have. Yeah. An idiot who phones up and plays music down the phone that can't be heard isn't funny. That much I know. That isn't funny. What happened there? What was that about?
I don't know, but you'll get a text message. Oh, we're going back.
Maybe that was an accident.
Yeah, it was an accident, mate. Sorry.
Yeah, it was an accident. I thought it was an accident. I know you're better than that. So, Wasim, what's going on, man?
Thank you. You complimented me finally. Took you a while, mate.
Huh?
I think you finally complimented me, mate.
Okay. So, what's going on?
Nothing, mate. You called me a prick, so I just replied to you. I thought I'd put a song on. I thought it'd be funny.
Okay. Well, we didn't hear it. So why don't you just reply to me with, I don't know, words?
In words?
Yeah. You've heard of words, haven't you, Wasim?
Yeah.
Okay. Oh, surely if you're a man of God, you could just turn the other cheek.
I had a bit of a joke for you, mate, actually, to be honest with you.
I don't want to hear jokes. I don't like jokes. Never like jokes.
I've got a really good joke, though.
No, I'm not going to... I don't like jokes, Wasim. I like conversations.
It's not a personal joke, but it's a funny joke, though.
No, I don't like... Well, I don't even know what a personal joke is, but I don't know... Is this on? I don't like jokes. So we tend not to do jokes on here.
Oh, it's to do with your upset stomach, mate.
Say that again.
It was to do with your upset stomach.
It was to do with jokes about an upset stomach. Again, I don't want to hear it. It sounds rubbish. It sounds awful.
Okay, I was dying to tell you.
Okay, so what's going on in your life that you're obsessed with my show and you can't keep away, even though you keep promising me you're going to keep
it's
away?
It's really funny, mate. You know, when you have arguments with people, I find it really funny.
Right. So you're obsessed with the show?
No. I like the arguments. They're funny.
Okay, but... So I'm confused because you've told me... I'm going to say at least twice, but I think it may be three or four times, that you're not going to phone me anymore, and then you keep phoning me. Does that not seem weird to you? Wasim?
Oh, it happened again.
Oh, man, Wasim's a knob. Straight at the top of the show, we were being rude about a caller to another radio station, Nigel from Temple Fortune. Fair play. Nigel's called in. Well done, Nigel. Well played. I can't argue with that.
Well, Ian, good evening, and good evening to your co-presenter. I'm punching a bit blind here.
Come on.
Because someone rang up and said, guess what? Ian Collins is having a go at you.
Ian Collins is having a go at you?
No, it's not Ian Collins. Apologies. I've got the name on, so I apologise straight
away. That's right.
Ian's having a go.
Yeah.
So I said, well, what about it? He said, about your call to another radio station about Windsor. So I'm here to listen to what you have to say and do my very best to defend myself here.
God damn it, Nigel! You said that the royal wedding was going to had finally put Windsor on the map and that there were going to be loads of tourists there as a direct result of the royal... Windsor's been on the map for years and there's always tourists there, man!
There'll be loads more, Ian. They'll be flocking in their droves
there anyway!
Let me tell you something. I've lived in the States for 32 years.
Yeah.
And a load of my American neighbours said, Windsor, well, we've gone to Scotland, we've gone to Ireland, they say. We've gone to Paris and France, they say. And we've never been to Windsor. We're going to go to Windsor. And all our friends want to go to Windsor. They want to see Windsor. And it's great.
Nigel, have you ever been to Windsor?
Three times.
Right. I live there, mate, right? I don't now because I'm getting divorced. But my family still live in Windsor. And I lived in Windsor for a long time. It's full of tourists. On a hot Saturday, you literally can't move without bumping into either a Japanese, a Chinese, or an American tourist.
There'll be more.
Oh, we don't want any more!
It needs a different fish and chip shop.
Go again.
Give me that at least.
No, I'm trying to. No, there. Well, no, there is a decent chippy, but it's right down the other end. So I'll give you that. There's not a decent chippy in the centre of Windsor.
No, it's because of Muswell Hill.
Now he's stalking me because I lived in, before I lived in Windsor. I lived in Muswell Hill.
No, I just go to my lot. The one that you know that I know.
I think Toffs is a good. It's a good one. I think it's overrated.
I love it. I think it's great for a sit-in.
Yeah. You know, oh no, but then they charge a fortune if you sit in Toffs.
Yeah, but you know what? The fish is so fresh. They leave the hook in it. It's so big.
All right. Listen. Let me put the cards on the table. Let me put the cards on the table, Nigel. Because I hear you phoning up. I'm a radio anorak, right? And I listen to all the radio stations. And I hear you. I heard you once. Right. Get this, Nigel. I heard you once because you live in Las Vegas, right?
Yeah.
I heard you once on the phone on to BBC London, right? And then I switched over because it was you, and to LBC. And 20 minutes later, you were on the phone to LBC as well. Give it up, man. And please stop phoning them when you're driving around because we can't hear you. Dr. Adebayo is too polite to say it. I can't hear you.
Turn the volume up, Ian. Turn it up.
Nigel, you're a good sport, mate. Thanks for calling.
Thanks, man.
Cheers. Ta-ta. There we go. There we go. You can't argue with that. You can't. Fair play. You can't argue with that. He was being slagged off. He called up.
You totally chickened out.
Squeeze me?
You totally chickened out.
Baking powder?
You were. Oh, Nigel, so nice to hear from you. Ooh.
I'm sorry, Catherine. Let me just count how many words you said in that conversation. Hang on. Hang on, let me go sort of do the maths. Can you count how many words you said in that conversation? No, that can't be right. I've worked it out wrong. Let me go through the calculations again. Hang on. No, they're both... Whichever way I work it out, it says you said zero words in that conversation.
Yeah, do you know why?
Because you are... I hope to marry Nigel!
I was just waiting for you to man up. And
Ryan Reynolds here from Mint Mobile. With the price of just about everything going up during inflation, we thought we'd bring our prices down. So to help us, we brought in a reverse auctioneer, which is apparently a thing.
Mint Mobile Unlimited Premium Wireless. How to get 30, 30, how to get 30, how to get 20, 20, 20, how to get 20, 20, how to get 15, 15, 15, 15, just $15 a month? Sold!
Give it a try at mintmobile.com/switch.
$45 up front for 3 months plus taxes and fees. Promo rate for new customers for limited time. Unlimited more than 40 gigabytes per month. Slows full terms at mintmobile.com.
Tired of ads intruding into your favorite comedy podcasts? Good news. Ad-free listening is available on Amazon Music for all the music plus top podcasts included with your Prime membership. Dive into a world of laughs by downloading the Amazon Music app for free or go to amazon.com/comedyadfree. That's amazon.com/comedyadfree to catch up on the latest episodes without the ads.
Tell him exactly what you thought, but instead you crawled up his jacksie.
I told him...
All right. I agree with you on the chippy thing, Nigel. Let's be best friends.
No. Jeez. What is your...
What happened to... Oh, he's so boring. He's so boring.
Right. First of all, I don't sound like Zippy.
Oh, he's so boring.
Well, I'm from Manchester, and I think he's boring as well, but when he comes on the phone, I won't bloody say nothing to him because I'm a bloody chicken. That's what I am. I'm a chicken. Oh, man. I go to foot of our stairs because I'm a chicken. Why, Nigel, I'm a chicken, man.
I've never said I'll go to the foot of our stairs apart from just then. And I've only ever heard it from you. What is that?
Yeah, well, what is Cockney Zippy doing? It's not... I'm not. I'm not either, man. We are talking about... Yeah, there's no proper chippies down south, man, because they're going to do... Didn't do bum gravy on it. They didn't do bum gravy on chips.
Oh, you had to mention the bum gravy.
They didn't do bum gravy on chips. What do you want, Wasim? Gone. He rang in and he put the phone down. Ian's loving the show. Sorry, but this stuff on now is terrible radio. If you're going to go down the weirdo route, then get some good ones. The presenter is a bit hyper. I'm not hyper. He's not hyper. Jesus, Ian Powell. Hyper? I'm going to find out where you live and I'm going to... I'll show you hyper.
Also, when we need tips on radio...
When I need tips on being a sexual deviant, I will film videos of me dropping my trousers online. What kind of sexual pervert films shots of them with standing there wearing trousers, then letting their trousers fall down to their ankles? Not once, not twice, but four times. What kind of sex criminal use? I don't want my kids seeing that, dirty pervert.
Also, where's the proof they were ever his trousers
exactly.
to start with?
Exactly.
Just buy massive trousers.
Let's go to Philip in South Norwood. Good evening, Philip.
G'day, this is Wally Dingo with your Aussie Rules Roundup. In weekend action, it was the Crows over the Bulldogs, the Eagles over Richmond, Essendon over Geelong, Sydney over the Dockers, Collingwood over St Kilda, Melbourne over Carlton, and North Melbourne over the Giants. I'll see you next week. Until then, don't get lost in the pinnacles.
Was he doing a voice?
Oh, man. I don't know what's going on tonight. Let's try Caddick. Good evening, Alan.
Hi, boss.
Hey, it's the first sensible caller we've had all night, and it's Alan.
Did you have a good weekend, boss, before I went in and the FA Cup final?
Do you know what? Do you want to know how much of the royal wedding I saw?
Yeah.
I saw the GIF of Prince Harry saying that he was cacking himself. And even then, I don't think he was actually saying it.
He was saying, I'm so lucky.
Yeah, right.
We didn't expect that from a ginger ninja.
Oh, don't be gingist.
Yeah, you can't. I don't like people calling other people out for being ginger. What if people called you out for being a fat thicko?
I've been called Mr. Blobby once.
Okay, well, just once.
Yeah.
Well, it's just not nice, is it? It's just not nice to...
I'll take it back.
I've got two ginger nephews and they are brilliant.
And also, I don't think Prince Henry, for that's his real name, is an actual ninja. I've not seen any of the royal wedding. None of it. I was in Walsall video games. Hang on a second. Just stay there, Alan. Right, Catherine. Nigel from Temple Fortune is back. I think you wanted to say something to him.
No, you did, because you didn't say it the first time.
You say it tonight. Nigel, Catherine wants a word with you.
Hi, Nigel.
How are you?
Hi, I'm fine, thank you. Ian thinks you're boring.
Well, you know what? He's entitled to his opinion. I want to say thanks for squeezing me. Thanks for really my defensive ability to challenge him. And I do respect him greatly. And I tell him I will ring him from Las Vegas.
Brilliant. Bye, Nigel. He owned you. What did you say there? Let me just do some workings out.
I didn't hear what he said because his phone signal, as per usual, was pony. That Kath has done the exact opposite there. Right? If you're lucky enough, Alan, to have good friends, sometimes they will go up to a person you fancy and say, my mate fancies you. It's like lay of the land. So I got with Tessa, was probably the longest relationship I've ever been in.
Yeah.
This is the man who's getting divorced. Was with this girl, Tessa. And it all started because I fancied her for months and months and months. And I couldn't say anything. And I was with Mackenzie. And
Mackenzie Cook.
That's the fella. We were watching Ronnie Size Represents at New Year's Eve at Alexandra Palace. And he said, you've got to ask her out, man. And I said, I can't. And so he went up to her and he went, my friend fancies you. She goes, oh, yeah, which one? She said, well... He said, is Ian? He went, oh, yeah, well, tell him I fancy him. And that's how we got together, and it was lovely, right? But Catherine just did the exact opposite of that. My friend thinks you're boring. Oh, yeah, which one? Ian. Oh, all right, yeah.
He was really good about it, though, so, I mean, you look bad.
I don't look bad. You look bad. I'm going to give you three reasons why you look bad. One, you're a coward. Two, you've stabbed your mate in the back. Three, you're a snitch. And what do snitches get, Alan?
Comeuppance.
Well, no, a reward, a cash reward.
No, snitches get stitches, and that means that at some point I'm going to have to slash you with a knife.
Oh, yeah?
I wouldn't do that. Let's not even... So I had I didn't see any of the royal wedding. Now, we're in a little bit of a bind here, Alan, because I normally go through the papers to find stories, right?
Amazing stories.
The Daily Mail. Let's count the royal wedding coverage... in the Daily Mail. Let's see how far the editor of the Daily Mail has got his tongue up the Queen's bum-bum. Page one.
Obviously, the front page.
Page 2 and 3.
Yeah.
Page 4 and 5.
Yeah.
Page 6 and 7. How cheeky Charlotte stole the show from Shy George.
Giving coverage to William's kids there.
Page 8 and 9. Bawdy jokes, a ginger cocktail, a frenzied first dance, and slippers for guests with sore feet.
Talking about the reception.
Page 10 and 11.
Yeah.
Page 12 and 13.
So, dominating the front of the paper.
Yeah.
Well, we're well in now.
Page 14 and 15.
Are we coming up to Nigel Dempster?
Page 16 and 17. Isn't he dead?
I think he might.
Page 18 and 19.
Oh, my God.
Yeah, we got a way to go yet. Page 20 and 21.
Is there a World Souvenir special?
Oh, you just wait. Page 22 and 23.
Oh, my God.
Is there a pull-out and keep in the middle?
Page 24 and 25.
Yes.
Page 26 and 27.
Yeah.
Page 28 and 29. So why were the Beckhams and Clooneys and Chloe Madeley invited? Page 31, and then it stops.
31 pages?
Yeah, and then it stops.
Yeah.
But then, if you want, there is a pull-out and keep... 32-page souvenir special!
Yes.
That means there are 63 pages in today's Daily Mail about a flipping wedding. 63 pages!
And tomorrow they'll be bemoaning the amount of power the elite has.
63 pages in the mail about that flipping wedding, of which I have literally... I've not even seen the news. I've literally seen not one second of it.
Did the Daily Mail send everybody out the window to cover it?
Oh, I don't know what he said.
He said it like this, though.
We're in. The week has begun. 63 pages in the Royal Mail. The Sun, I think, only goes up to, like, page 18. Traitors.
Restraint.
0344. 499 1000. We can do a kind of semi-traditional phone-in topic, right? What did you do instead of watching the royal wedding? It's a bit of an old-fashioned topic, but I think we can get away with it. What did you do instead of watching the royal wedding? I was watching a talk being given by the people from Rare Software who wrote the game Conker's Bad Fur Day Out, I think it's called. That's what I was doing. Also watched the bloke later on who wrote Doom. John Romero. I gave a talk as well. So what I was doing is I was in a room full of some delightful geeky brothers and sisters playing old video games in Walsall. What did you do instead of watching the royal wedding? And you can call in about absolutely anything you want. 0344 499 1000. This is the Late Night Alternative on Talk Radio.
The Late Night Alternative with Ian Lee on Talk Radio.
We'll get you talking.
0344 499-1000 is the telephone number if you want to give us a call. You saw the wedding, didn't
yeah,
you?
Yeah, I did.
Did you have a little blub?
I might have had a slight weep, yeah.
Did you watch it on BBC or ITV?
BBC.
Of course.
No one watched it on ITV. They might as well have just shut down.
13.5 million people watched it on BBC. 3 million people watched it on the ITV. But it was Dermot.
The number one button was
Dermot
broken.
Was hosting it on...
Yeah, he wasn't in it very much, though.
I just...
Kirsty Young and Dermot.
Oh, God. Well, here's the thing. I kind of wanted to make this a royal wedding-free zone. But all I've got in the papers are a story in The Star that was in last week's papers about a vicar wanting to ban the full Monty. Got something about Hitler. I don't know what that is. Well, I know what Hitler is, obviously. Page 21 of The Sun, there's a story about sex, and then there's a story about George Harrison's guitar being sold. That's it. I've got to string 2.5 hours, stretch 2.5 hours out of those four topics. Really doesn't fill me with enthusiasm or excitement. And nor should it you, dear listener. Nor should it you. Neither should this next call. It's Gary from Catford, or as we call him, Boring Gatford. Good evening, Gatford.
Great introduction, as always.
Thank you, mate.
That's a pleasure. I had a spring clean whilst the royal wedding was on.
Is that a euphemism?
No. Actually,
you're knocking one out?
No. Literally, I actually got boxes out and cleared things out and threw a lot away.
I'm moving, hopefully. Probably won't be for a month, but
Fingers crossed.
I'm at that stage, Gatford, where it's kind of out of my hands now. It's in the hands of the mortgage people. I'm waiting to get the approval on that, and it's in the hands of the solicitors. There's not really anything I can do, but you want to feel like you're doing something, right? You want to feel like you're doing something. So I've started packing, and I've been an idiot. I've bought loads of those big plastic crates, 50 litres and 80 litres, right? They cost they're like a tenner each. I spent about 120 quid on these crates. And then I saw on Amazon you can buy cardboard boxes. Like, anyway.
You can go to, like, storage or removal companies.
Yeah, exactly. Yeah, but I was being an idiot. Anyway, so I've started packing, and I've cleared out the garage at home, right, of all my stuff. And I found treasure. I found the cover of the Pakistani newspaper that I was on.
Nice.
I found a picture of me with long hair at my second ever... I think it was my second ever photo shoot after I left college. I found a cheque...
Can I just go back to it? When did you give up the long hair?
Really long hair. I'm shaved underneath. Otherwise, it'll be
undercut.
Real big. Yeah, I've got an undercut.
Otherwise. Yeah, undercut, right.
I got rid of that. That picture was probably taken... I'd have been 23, so it's talking about 22 years ago.
Okay.
Probably about 24, I probably got rid of it.
Okay.
So it didn't last for long. I found a cheque valued at $157 made payable to Gloria Perez, right? But on eBay, and I saw one on eBay recently for a starting bid of 120 quid, right? I bought it years ago for about 50 quid.
Who is Gloria Perez?
Well, I'm about to tell you, Gatford.
Oh, okay, yeah, right.
Gloria Perez was in the 1980s Brian Wilson's cleaner, and the cheque is made out and signed by Brian Wilson of the Beach Boys.
Right. It's interesting to you.
Yes.
I appreciate it.
Oh, yeah, and to most people, actually.
Well,
yes.
Back to your cleaning.
I tell you what I found. Right. And for the first time ever, I feel confident. I'm going to publish these, right?
Oh,
right.
Poems?
Songs that I wrote between the ages of 17 and 22. Songs. Actual songs. I don't know how many are there, right? I don't know how many are there. But this is what I intend to do. I was thinking about this because I've always been too embarrassed to show them to anyone. What I'm going to do...
I've got an idea after this for you.
Okay, well, it won't be as good as this.
Right? It might be.
I'm going to scan them
because
I've got no tunes or chords or anything. I'm going to publish them online and then I'm going to let people... write songs around them.
I was going to say, let the listeners write the songs.
Well, I said it first, mate, so you weren't.
You said anybody. I was specific.
Well, I'm opening it up to anyone. And I'm going to release an album. I'm not going to sing on it. They can sing on it. They can do whatever they want. Dance songs, hip-hop, pop, whatever. They are going to put my words to their tunes. Try?
Kath?
Kath can have a go.
I might do.
Yeah.
What style do you fancy, Kath?
Usually it's early 80s white rap.
I tell you what the lyrics are, that they're generally very fey, pining, butthurt songs. That's what they are. I tell you what.
Wow.
I'm not going back to the house.
Is Lucy Speedy all I need in there?
It might be. I only found one, and I think I only found one. There's one on each side of this bit of A4. I think the folder is there. They're not all in there. A lot of them got trashed. But I think the folder is in there that's got some songs in it. So I will have a look. And I'll tell you what, I'm going over to the house on Thursday, right? If I'm feeling cocky on Thursday, I'll bring one in and read it. I will. And here's, if I can read on air one of the songs I wrote between the age of 16 and 22, then that means I am completely and utterly fearless. I am fearless. If I can do that, that means I've got no taboos.
Or desperate for topics.
Oh God, I've not been in the newspaper since that thing about me getting touched up by a scoutmaster. So yeah, I need some coverage, guys.
I would have thought the Daily Star will be in contact. You know, desperate, lonely Ian cries out for attention by releasing songs of youth.
Tragic sex abused comedian.
Yeah.
That'll be that kind of vibe. Well, so you just called in to tell me you did some spring cleaning.
Boring!
I decided to clear up my wardrobe this weekend. I managed to throw away...
That's boring as well. Go to the ads.
Live and on DAB.
Talk radio. For those about to talk, we salute you.
Hey, it's Danny Pellegrino from Everything Iconic. Ready to upgrade your style game without blowing your budget? Check out Quince. They've got all the good stuff, shirts and polos, activewear and fine leather goods, all at 50 to 80% less than other high-end brands. And the best part? They're all about safe, ethical, and responsible manufacturing. Get that luxury vibe without the luxury price tag. Hit up quince.com/upgrade for free shipping and 365-day returns on your next order. That's quince.com/upgrade.
Tired of ads intruding into your favorite comedy podcasts? Good news. Ad-free listening is available on Amazon Music for all the music plus top podcasts included with your Prime membership. Dive into a world of laughs by downloading the Amazon Music app for free or go to amazon.com/comedyadfree. That's amazon.com/comedyadfree to catch up on the latest episodes without the ads.